And so when you have a stronger mindset, you just can like manifest anything that you want easier. And you attract everything that you know, you're vibing at. So if you're at a low vibration, then that's what you're going to keep attracting. And if you're at a higher vibration, you're going to be able to attract what you want, right? So it's like practicing that. And people think about manifestation as like, oh, how come I never see those results? It's like, well, because you haven't really taken the time and actions to do that. Like, yeah.
Hey, girlfriend, welcome to Journey to Limitless podcast. Together on this show, we are on a mission to build belief in ourselves and live a life of freedom despite what tries to hold us back. I'm your host, Court, an empowerment coach, travel enthusiast, and a chronic illness warrior who over the last 7 years has built a life that I'm so obsessed with and proud of, but it definitely has not come easy. So on the show, we're going to keep it real as we talk about adapting positive mindsets through hardship, taking action towards our dreams, and finding peace and freedom from hustle culture and chronic stress. Are you with me? Let's get going on your own journey to limitless. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining. I'm Courtney, and I'm so excited that you're here because we have Kathy Mao on the podcast. Kathy is the host of the Ignite Your Power with Kathy Mao podcast, and she also created this concept called the Bliss Soft Life, and that's really what she's here to talk with us about today. So the Bliss Soft Life is this concept that Kathy has really embodied over the last few years of trying to heal her endometriosis and can be able to conceive. And she didn't want to let her endometriosis stop her from, you know, becoming a mom and also just living a more empowering life. So this episode, Kathy is going to dive all into what it means to live a bliss soft life, which we talked a lot about building resiliency, manifesting your desires and being more authentic to yourself, which also touched on spirituality because you kind of have to have both in order to be your authentic self. You have to have a sense of yourself, which that comes through, really a spirituality journey. So I think that you're going to really love this episode. Kathy and I had such an empowering conversation and we really connected in this episode. And it was just such a great way to connect with her through this podcast and be able to share this conversation with you. So if you end up loving this episode, which I'm sure that you will, you can go ahead and take a screenshot of you listening and you can tag us in your Instagram stories. So I am at journeytolimitless_ and Kathy's Instagram is kathy.mau. So that's kathy.mou. And like I said, we always just appreciate you letting us know that you tune in and letting us know what you took away from the episode. So definitely take a screenshot and tag us. That way we can both say thank you for spreading the message. So let's go ahead and jump right in. Welcome, Kathy, to Journey to Limitless podcast. I'm so excited that you're here today, and I'm really excited to learn more about your story and how you have gotten to where you are today in your journey. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to share what I've been through. So thank you again.
Yeah, I know today we're going to be talking a lot about your concept of the bliss life. And before we get into that, I would just love if you can just share with us your story, like how, like what have you overcome, the challenges that you've overcome and how you have gotten to where you are today?
Yes. So in 2019, I got married and I got married late, like in my 30s. So I wanted to have kids right when I got married and I thought it was going to be easy, just like my sisters. They both tried once and then they got their kid. So I thought that was going to be the case, but it was complete opposite. Like I suffered with infertility for 2 years with my husband and I was just so out of tune with my body because I, like in the healthcare system, you know, they just give women birth control. As a young girl, I've always had crazy periods, etc. And so through my infertility journey, I finally got diagnosed with endometriosis. So it's like a chronic illness that I'll always have. And it takes at least 10 to 12 years to get a diagnosis. But for me, it took 20 years because I was just so out of tune. So with suffering with infertility, I became very depressed and I was just at the lowest point in my life that I never thought I would be because I'm a very cheerful person, like pretty positive, optimistic, and I was just not me. I didn't even know who I was. And so after 2 years of like trying and every month I would set myself up for disaster, like taking pregnancy tests and then obviously getting negative test results for 2 years straight was just so like messing up with your mind that finally my sister, my twin sister, like told me something that I needed to hear and not something that I wanted to hear. But she was like, Kathy, are you doing everything in your power to actually make this happen for you? And I was like thinking to myself, like, wow, why would you say this to me at this time? But that's what I needed to hear. And I thought about it and I was like, actually, no, I'm not. I'm just stuck in this victim mindset of like, the world is against me. Everything sucks. Like life is terrible. And then I was like, actually, I wasn't like eating the best. I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't maximizing my fertility, you know, and seeing specialists. So I empowered myself. And then I was like, okay, there has to be some way to overcome these things or infertility. So I found a specialist. I went through IVF. I even just like went to acupuncturist, and then I went on a Bean protocol. I just like Googled holistic ways and I just like somehow found the Bean protocol. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's just like you eat a bunch of fiber to help like get rid of the toxins, because endometriosis is like kind of your hormones are imbalanced and inflammation in your body. And so finally, like a year of just straight up empowering myself, like learning, putting things into action, changing my lifestyle. And then, boom, right when I was trying to give up. So I did try IVF. And then I got a laparoscopy the same year in 2021 and I got a miscarriage and I just felt so low again after my IVF, the first round. So the husband and I stopped just for 1 month and we got pregnant naturally right before our second round of IVF. So I knew in that moment in time that everything that I did for the whole year of empowering myself, it gave me the results that I was wanting to be a mom. So it was a hard journey, but I know that after going through this, that anybody can do this.
Right. And I love what you said about like you kind of had that reality check. Yeah. You're like, oh, it was maybe in your mind you thought that you were doing everything and everything that you could do. But then someone was like, you know, kind of checked you and kind of realizing like, actually, there's probably a lot more that I could be doing it within my mindset, within my day-to-day living. Yes. A lot of times it's looking at things from a holistic standpoint that can really change our life. And I've you know, from having a lot of people on this podcast who are sharing their stories of chronic illness, like chronic illness does not have to be something that you have to be a victim of. Like you can through change. I mean, that's a lot of mindset change in order to change your daily life. Yeah. But there's ways to empower yourself through it. And yes, the fact that you conceived naturally, like that just goes to show the hard work that you dedicated yourself to for a year.
Yeah. Thank you. And that's the thing is, in our healthcare system, we're taught like, you know, you're supposed to take all these medications, et cetera, and rely on the healthcare system. And I mean, they're great for certain things, but really it's everybody's different. Their body is different, but you have to get to know yourself and what works for you. And the holistic approach is awesome because you really get to the root of the problem. And you know, through my journey, that's how I found out I had endometriosis. And then I tackled my endometriosis, which helped with my infertility. And like everything's combined, you know, like your mindset, your physical body, and your emotional, like everything's combined. And through this journey, it's like, wow, that's why it's called the holistic approach, right? It's the whole body approach. So it's such a beautiful thing to learn. And through my journey, I just loved how I became a whole different person and I learned to really love myself, to take care of myself and, you know, how my body actually functions.
Yeah, it is just wild the transformation that happens when you start to really take care of yourself, mind, body, spirit in a holistic sense. Like you really do become a whole different person. I can see that in my own journey of navigating chronic illness. Like I look at myself now and who I was prior to diagnosis. Yeah. Also, I don't know if you can relate to this, but like the grieving process of realizing that you had endometriosis, like I'm sure that that in itself was a really difficult thing to accept, right? Yeah. And you likely wish that you could go back to the time in your life when you didn't have it, right? But yeah. then now I went through that with my ulcerative colitis, and now I look and I'm like, actually, I wouldn't go back to the life that I had prior to my chronic illness, because it really changed me into the person that I've always really wanted to be, someone who cares about their mind, body, soul, right? So it is, it's just wild, the transformation, the personal development that can happen through a chronic illness diagnosis.
Yes, it's so true. And it's crazy how you have to go through that transition to learn. And having a chronic illness makes you really take care of yourself. You learn self-love and self-care. And that's something that, you know, people with chronic illness have to learn and do, which is, you know, crucial. And it's actually good for us. And now we get to teach it to other people.
Because you can't hate yourself to a healthier life, right? Like, you have to, you deserve to feel better. You deserve to live the life that you really want to. And it's through, learning how to care for yourself in a more holistic sense, learning how to give yourself compassion and not putting the blame on yourself. Because I know a lot of times when it comes to a diagnosis, we can sometimes be like, oh, I should have been doing this, or oh, I should have been doing that, or I failed at this. And it can really mess with our self-worth and self-confidence. But it's like coming at it from a self-compassion lens. Like, you don't know unless you know, unless you have that realization, and really just coming at things from a self-compassion lens. And it, you really can grow through self-love. You can really grow an immense amount of self-love for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, like I said, we're really going to be talking about your bliss soft life concept.
Yeah.
So I first just want to know, like, what is bliss soft life, and how has it personally transformed your life?
So the bliss soft life, if you think about the two terms by itself, so blissful, what do you think? You know, like contentment, happiness, and then like soft is like something really easygoing, right? So when you have this bliss soft life, you're living in your full power, where you trust in the universe, you trust in yourself, you're so confident that life is just so blissful and easy when you realize this. And so this is how my bliss soft life came about, because I grew up living a hard, really hard lifestyle because my parents were immigrants and they came here. And I just thought that everything was, you know, full of lack, and you have to earn everything through the hard way. But after having my chronic illness and diagnosis, like, I had to learn to slow down, take care of myself, and just like trust in the divine and the spirit, you know, my spiritual side, which is a huge piece that I never tapped into. So the bliss of life is just knowing that, you know, the universe, and that we're soul, like, we're soul infinite beings here on earth, like, for a mission. And just knowing that and trusting in the universe, you'll live this bliss off life.
Yeah. I love the concept of, I mean, really, in a chronic illness diagnosis, and really any time that you're going through hardship, I just truly like to think about, like, this is my soul's path, right? Yeah. I am not handed anything, and the person listening to this is not handed anything that you cannot handle, right? That you're not handed anything that you cannot overcome and not get through. And I think definitely when you're handed a difficult circumstance, when you're handed a diagnosis, a lot of times the only thing that we can do, one of the best things that we can do, is start to lean into that trust that, hey, this is happening for me in some sense, even if right now I don't completely understand it. I trust that I will, and I trust that I'm being guided in the direction that I'm supposed to go. So I love that that's like one of the key components of your bliss soft life, because I think that also does bring the softness to it, of like, hey, I get to relax and I'm taken care of.
Exactly. It's that mindset, right? That's the mindset piece that you really have to overcome and stop, like, listening to your ego mind and like how everything's like, you know, not the way you want, and you're always in this lack mindset. But when you're in the bliss off life, you're like so empowered, you're just trusting, and you're just like confident in yourself and the universe, and you're just like, okay, I got this. And I kind of just like trust, and it's supposed to be easy, like, you know, because it's not you're not resisting, you're just letting it flow, like positive energy is flowing to you.
Yeah, so I know that there may be someone on the other side of this who is like, okay, this is a great concept. How would you help someone start to really embody this bliss soft life concept?
So we're all at different journeys in our life, but the main thing, if you really want to start it, is to start changing your mindset. That's like one key component. So if you're always in like this victim mindset that everything is against you, it's going to be really hard to live this lifestyle because you're going to have to really tap into the spiritual divine and tap into your spirituality and get to really know yourself. So self-love and self-care is crucial. And so taking the time to meditate or, being quiet with yourself. And a lot of us, since we live in a fast-paced world, right? We're always like watching TV or on our phones or just like never really quieting ourselves to really get to know ourselves. And trust me, I know this because I lived that life. And actually, quieting your mind is gonna really get to know yourself. And then when you understand what makes you happy, that's when magic happens because you're vibing at a higher vibration. So everything is energy in life. And if you're at a low vibration, like when depression, like I was in my depressed state, like everything negative happened because I was in that frequency. But when you're loving yourself and you're confident and your mindset is just so strong, and you know that you can overcome anything and you trust in the divine, like, dude, you're just vibing at a high vibration and your life is just so much easier.
Yeah, I was at a conference recently called Empower Her Live, and we were talking about like self-worth. Like, I think a lot of times when, like I said, chronic illness, hardship, a lot of times that can diminish our self-worth, right? But I think that you can use this concept in a lot of different senses. So, what one of the speakers said, Jamie Kern Lima, is like a lot of times when you are in that negative space, a lot of times it's not just like, it's not bombarding yourself with like toxic positivity. Like, you can't give yourself an affirmation of like, I'm the best ever, when like maybe that's not true. That doesn't feel true for you right now, right? So you can't like bombard yourself with toxic positivity, but you can find something to replace that negative thought that is just a step above it. Like, it's not like the full negative. It's like, what's something that you can lean into of that's like I like, let's say, what I'm trying to, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like,
Yeah, I totally get it.
not saying like, oh, I'm the best ever, but it's like, I'm doing the best that I can, versus like,
Yes.
I suck. Like, I suck. No, I'm doing the best that I can, instead of
Yes.
saying like, I'm the best ever. Like, maybe you're not at that point right now, but you can
Yeah.
replace that really negative talk with
Yes.
something just a little, just something a little bit more positive, right?
Yes.
So I think that could always be like a really great step to kind of
Yeah.
start switching the negative self
Yeah.
talk around a bit, just being
Exactly.
aware that you have that negative self talk too.
Yes. Yes. Being aware is one of the key pieces. A lot of us aren't aware of like where we are in life and what our surroundings is and like how your thought process is, And so when you start getting to know yourself, that's when like you're being aware and you're understanding like, whoa, this is what actually truly makes me happy. And it's so crazy because a lot of people that I talk to don't even know what really makes them happy. They think they know. They think they're like people pleasing, like, oh, making other people happy is really making me happy. But no, that's not it. You're just people pleasing because you're taught that. But what truly makes you happy, right? Like going out to the ocean and seeing, animals, like that makes you truly, what is it?
Getting quiet enough to really tune into yourself. And a lot of times, yeah, like what you said is the people pleasing. Like, a lot of times that's like your mind. That's your mind telling you what is true, like what is true for you. But like, I think getting quiet and listening to your own intuition, listening to your own body is like, yeah, that's the way, right?
Exactly. And a lot of us don't tap into our power. So when you're living a bliss soft life, you're just this powerful being and you know it. So it's like following your intuition, your gut feeling, and you just know it 1,000%. That's like truly who you are.
So let's say, okay, so talk a little bit more like specifically about the principles. I think we kind of touched on this throughout your explanation of it, but just kind of diving into each of the transformational principles of Bliss Soft Life. Like, what are like the set aspects of the Blissoft life and kind of laying them out.
So the aspects is like, you know, learning how to really be resilient and, you know, when life throws you hardships, you have to know that you're going to be able to overcome it. You're going to trust in yourself like, yes, okay, this is what the human experience is. We're here to learn things. And so if you have that mindset knowing that it's going to get better and this is a life lesson that I'm learning, then you know that you're going to be able to overcome it, and then you're going to learn from it and grow and up-level yourself. And then you're going to keep growing and then keep being the best version of yourself. And then you're just going to be able to live like the true authentic you that you're supposed to be. So another principle is like, you know, authenticity, like being your true self, what makes you truly happy. Like we kind of touched upon that. I feel like a lot of people don't really know their authentic self and what truly makes them who they are. And a lot of us don't even know what our life purpose is. But I think we both know, because after going through something huge, like we kind of get a spiritual awakening or some type of awakening to learn. And it forces us to be this way now that we get to be on this platform and teach people. So actually being your authentic self, you'll know like what your life purpose is. And you're just going to be truly happy with life when you're in this stage of authenticity and not like people pleasing or, you know, working on, you know, setting your own boundaries, etc. So being your authentic self is one of the key pieces in just accepting your quirkiness and your, you know, individuality. And it's so crazy that, you know, in our society, we're taught to be like, you know, let's all be the same. It's actually, no, what makes us different is what makes us shine. So,
So and, I'm kind of curious, like, oh, go ahead. So sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I was going to say, and the last piece is like, you know, doing manifestation. Mindful manifestation is another key piece into the bliss off life that we can kind of talk about.
I think the next thing that I just want to ask you about is like living a more authentic life. That can be really challenging, like you said, because of people pleasing, because of other people's opinions, because of, I mean, just the way that society is, right? Like it can be really overwhelming and really scary to start to really own yourself and share yourself. So I'm just curious, how has your journey looked with really stepping into being who you are and not being ashamed to be the fully expressed version of yourself?
Yeah. So I grew up being an ESL kid and I was shy. I didn't talk. And like, you would not know that used to be me. But when I learned to be more confident in myself and I knew that I had a life purpose to talk about this Blissoft life, that I knew that this was my purpose. It wasn't about me. So when you're like, you know, learning about authenticity, it's like, it's not all about you, and everybody's like, I guess your mindset's not all about yourself. It's about servicing others. And so you're so confident and happy with life that, you know, in that point, it's not all about yourself. It's like, how can you be a service? How can you help other people? And that's, you know, correlates with how it makes you happy, if that makes sense.
100%. And I can relate to you with being the shy girl. It's kind of wild because you have a podcast as well.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Yeah. So we both have podcasts. Yeah. And like, I just always think about if people, I guarantee you people from high school are probably like, Courtney has a podcast. Yeah. I literally was always like, Courtney, you're so shy. Like I was known as the shy girl. And now I'm like, now I'm sharing some of my deepest secrets and stories on a podcast. And I'm like, it is true, because when you start to understand what your purpose is, you can't not show up and share your purpose.
Yes.
Like your purpose has to be louder than your fear. Like my business coach says, it's like you have to, it's like there's times on social media, I'm sure you've had this experience too, where you kind of want to go back into that shy girl space of like, oh my gosh, I'm sharing myself. This is really scary. I don't know what to do. I don't want people to judge me. And it's like, but there's someone on the other side of this who like needs to see my example, who needs to hear this story, who is in this experience, who just wants to know that they're not alone. Right. Yes. So we have to show up for the person who could be impacted by us showing up in our purpose. Yes. And yeah, just like allowing our purpose to be louder than our fear. And I can really relate to you. And like, oh, your purpose really got you out of your shy girl shell, like me.
Yes, I know. I love it. I would never know that about you.
Yeah, no, I was so shy. Like, it's like wild how shy I was.
That's so great. Same. I never talked because I was an ESL kid. So I just didn't want to be made fun of. So I just never talked.
Yeah. I just didn't, I don't know. I just felt like I didn't have anything that I wanted to share. Aww. I feared a lot of judgment of people because I always felt different. I always felt like I was going to live a different life. And I just felt like couldn't relate to people. And I just didn't know what to say. I just was like, I don't know, people were intimidating to me and I was just like, I'm just gonna not like keep to myself. And yeah, it's just wild the transformation that I've had in my own life, but it was really through learning about myself. Yeah. Right. And really stepping into that purpose and just letting your purpose be louder than your fear.
Yeah. And isn't that amazing when you step into that power and not let fear or your ego get in the way?
Yeah. Now it's like wild that I have a whole podcast about that. Yeah. I'm like, who am I? How did I become this person?
You finally stepped in your spiritual higher self. It was like, oh my gosh, finally, Courtney, you remember why you're here on earth.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. It's so true, right? Because a lot of times through conditioning, we get so far away from ourselves through the way that, you know, society is supposed to be. We get away from truth by diving into our spirituality, by getting quiet, by listening to ourselves, we come back home to our truth.
Yes. And it's so crazy because this bliss off life concept came when I tapped into my spiritual side. And then I believe that my higher self gave me this idea. And I was like, what? It was crazy because I was just having coffee. And then it's just like, they're like, you need to just preach about the bliss off life. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was with me with Journey to Limitless, of like this name came through and I was just like, okay, I'm supposed to share about my journey of chasing my dreams. And
love it.
Then, you know, things got messy with having chronic illness. And it was always this like root of like, we do not have to be held back by our circumstances, right? Yeah. And now like I went through some recent hardship, over the last few months, and this concept of being on this journey to Limitless literally got me through, right? So it's something that even ourselves, who are the facilitators of our movements, like, it's always a reminder for us too, because it can be so easy to kind of, you know, get back into our old spirals and our old stories and everything. But it's like, hey, like, no, like, you're on a journey to Limitless. This is hardship's going to happen. You can be resilient. You can still manifest your dreams. And, you know, we got to get ourselves back on track sometimes too. So,
yes, exactly. Yeah. And then that's why your higher purpose and the purpose in knowing yourself helps you get back on track.
Yeah. So, the last part of the bliss life that you were just talking about towards the end of that was manifestation. Yeah. Yes. So can you share some practical some practical tips, for mindful manifestation? I can't talk.
No worries.
So the last part of the bliss life, which is what you're talking about towards the end there, was about manifestation. So how can individuals incorporate mindful manifestation into their daily lives to create positive change?
So mindful manifestation is a powerful practice, right? So it aligns your thoughts, beliefs, and actions to consciously create the reality you desire. And so you need to have like a stronger mindset to start manifesting the things that you want. So earlier I kind of mentioned like if you're in a depressed state and so like in this victim mindset, it's going to be hard for you to manifest anything that you want because you're at a low vibration, right? So you have to start practicing mindful practices to get your mind thinking differently. And so obviously you kind of touched upon this too. Like, you know, you can't say, oh, I want, or like, you know, if you're depressed and then you're going to say, oh, I'm so great and powerful. Like, you know, it's not going to coincide. You have to like do it baby steps at a time at where you are in life. So say if you're at a depressed state And then you got to practice mindfulness. How are you going to get out of this depressed state? And so what I teach my clients is to practice gratitude. So you can't, so gratitude is like a higher vibrational thing, and they're opposites, right, of depression. So you're either in a grateful and happy state, or you're in this depressed state. So I tell people to practice gratitude, and just this easy practice, like saying three things you're grateful for before you go to sleep, or like when you, right when you wake up, or any time in the day when you feel like it, it'll just raise your vibration. Like just baby steps like that. And, you know, it helps change your mindset. And, you know, when you're training for something, right? In sports, like how do people train for like running a marathon? They take baby steps. They're not going to do a mile in like whatever if they never ran before, yeah. Right? So taking those baby steps, do that with your mind because it's a muscle. So doing practices, like even journaling, you know, just expressing anything to make your mind like be aware of yourself. And you know, maybe even talking to other people like coaches too, it can help you bring awareness and help build your mindset and keep making it strong. And so when you have a stronger mindset, you just can like manifest anything that you want easier. And you attract everything that you know, you're vibing at. So if you're at a low vibration, then that's what you're going to keep attracting. And if you're at a higher vibration, you're going to be able to attract what you want, right? So it's like practicing that. And people think about manifestation as like, oh, how come I never see those results? It's like, well, because you haven't really taken the time and actions to do that. Like, yeah, like for example, me, I wanted a child. And then in my victim mindset, and for 2 years, I was just crying all day. And then I was like, I want a baby so badly. And it never happened because, you know, was I doing anything about it? No. But when I literally took that whole year to do and practice everything, like, you know, to change my mindset and to like change my lifestyle, like, boom, it happened for me.
You were on your way of becoming a woman who could conceive a child.
Yes.
Like you were on the way of like exactly. setting up your life like to be a healthier woman so you can make that happen, right? Like exactly. I think a lot of times manifestation is taking the steps in the direction of becoming the people that we want to be.
Yes.
Right? And yes, I think having gratitude is one of the best ways to start raising your vibration. It doesn't have to be like, you know, I know when you're in a depressed state, like, you know, you're not going to very easily find things to be grateful for, because a lot of times we think of it has to be these like massive big things, but it can literally be, I'm so grateful that I have a roof over my head.
Yes.
I'm so grateful that the sun is shining today. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful that my dog is here. Yeah. Like it can be these tiny things that can just shift your energy in such a, that it really truly does come down to the tiny things. Yeah. And I think a lot of times it is putting yourself in the energy of like what you want to feel as well. Like if you are wanting to create more freedom, more joy in your life, you have to spend time doing even the tiny things that can bring you just a glimmer of that, right? Exactly. And really noticing like, wow, I feel freedom right now. Wow, I feel joyful watching this TV show. I feel joyful listening to my favorite song. Like you have to put yourselves in the environment of things that bring you joy on that smaller level, and that will create more of that in your life.
Exactly. And then, you know, it gets better and stronger and stronger. And then you're just like, oh my gosh. And then you just develop into the person that you've been wanting to be. And, you know, you really have to follow your gut and intuition.
Yeah. And manifestation isn't just like talking about it like you did. You had to take the steps in order for it to happen. Like, yes, you were manifesting it, but because you were also taking the steps toward that being your reality too. It's not manifesting it and doing nothing.
Yeah.
Manifesting requires action.
Exactly.
Right? Aligned action.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's a lot of the biggest mistakes when people think about manifestation. They're just like, I visualized it. Why isn't it popping up? And I'm like, well, did you take steps towards that action? Like, or your manifestation? Right. Like, you know, you don't have to make it so hard or difficult, but, you know, like doing little baby steps, like towards it.
And something that I just want to share here is like your manifestation, again, you do not have to do all of the work.
Yes.
I just want to say this very clearly. Like I'm not going to Okay, so I have been wanting to buy a tiny house for 9 years, and I have this opportunity landing in my lap right now where I am going to be taking the steps towards buying it. But it didn't happen because of me putting in all this action. It was just, I honestly just kept meeting people. I kept putting myself out there. I kept talking about it. Yeah. That's taking action. Doesn't mean that you have to go put a down payment on something because the opportunity now has landed in my lap. And I'm like literally freaking out about it because I'm like, wow, I manifested this. Yay. So do not think that manifesting is you have to take all of the action. It's just always keeping it in your mind, talking about it. Maybe it is even like putting yourself out there. You never know the people that can come into your life, the opportunities that can that can come into your life, and always just trusting that it will happen. And not putting a timeline on it. This is the thing that I have been really turned off with when it comes to goals. I love goal setting because I think it can give us direction. But I think sometimes when it doesn't happen on the timeline that we want to, we give up altogether. Yeah. Like I said, this is a 9-year dream that is manifesting in my life right now. And I never gave up on it. And if I would have been hung up of like, oh, I want this tiny house by the time I'm 25 years old, I would have been way upset about it long time ago. I'm now 29. And it's manifesting. You know, we can't hold on to the timelines, right?
Exactly.
Just trusting that the manifestations will happen and not losing hope, you know?
Yes, exactly. Not losing hope. That's a key piece. I love that. That's what you shared. It's true, because same way with my house, like when I just let go and I just trusted and put it out there, like I didn't make like crazy action steps or anything. We just kind of looked at houses here and there. And when I stepped into the house that I live in now, I just stepped in and was like, oh my God, this is my house. I feel it. And then boom, like 2 months later, they're like, oh, we'll accept your offer and this is your house. So it's kind of like, you know, trusting in the divine that everything is for your higher good. And not I think a lot of the big pieces, people always think about that. How is it going to happen? Like everybody's so stuck on that. No, let go of the how. Just picture the end result. And then letting like your spirit guides or whatever the universe, like, you know, there's just so many directions, the tons and thousands of directions. Just let it happen, you know?
Right. And I think a lot of times it's our ego that tells us the timeline. Like it's so easy for our logical mind to be like, this needs to happen by this time and this time. And it's like, actually, that's not how your life is going to go, right? And you can kind of miss opportunities when you're so hung up on how things are supposed to happen. Instead, knowing what you want, keep putting yourselves in the space where you can have the opportunities for it to happen, but not being so tied to it happening on your timeline, right?
Yes, exactly.
Like, like knowing your direction, but being free in how it will happen. So let's see, wrapping up. So for anyone listening who may be going through any of their own challenges, what advice would you offer them to find more joy, resilience, and fulfillment in their lives?
I would start giving this big piece of advice of self-love and doing self-care, because we do not do enough of this. And these self-care and self-love are two separate things. Like everybody thinks self-care is the same thing as self-love, but it's not. So self-love is like the emotional piece, right? So like that feeling that you love somebody, like you have you love your kid or pet or family, right? And you have to give that emotion back to yourself. And when I ask people that, I'm like, do you ever give yourself self-love? They're like, yeah, I go get a massage or like, you know, work out. Or I'm like, those are self-care things. And that's a huge piece. And a lot of us don't love ourselves, right?
Yeah,
we're so disconnected. So when you know you are like living the bliss of life, you love yourself, you're so confident, and you just practice this daily. Like now, you know what I do? I give myself hugs. I literally go like this and give myself hugs, and this starts raising your vibrations, just starts making magic happen for you, because you know, you're living life for yourself and your soul purpose. So the key piece is to start loving yourself. And then doing self-care practices, like nourishing your body with food, right? Or like with healthy foods and moving your body. Those are self-care things. And a lot of us don't do that too, right? And learning what makes you happy. Cool. And these two things are literally life-changing. And then I guess in any state in life of where you're at, you know, may it be like if you're super depressed or if just like you're so sick of life or something, if you tap into your own power, like, and your self-love and self-care, that's when things will start changing for you.
Yeah. I think everything's always rooted in self-love. Like, self-love is your ability to carry yourself through and go after your dreams. Like, you love yourself enough to not give up on yourself. You love yourself enough to speak to yourself kindly. You love yourself enough to, like, yeah, just like, yeah, I mean, nourishing yourself, caring, like really taking care of yourself. But it's a lot deeper than that. It's the way that you talk to yourself. It's the way that you believe that your dreams are possible, right? It's believing in yourself. It's it's really, really deep. And I really love that you're saying that that's the first step, because I truly believe that, yes, when we can cultivate a really strong sense of self-love, like, that is really where when shift happens in life.
Exactly, right? So when, you know, having chronic illness, that's what we had to learn, self-care and self-love. And then boom, like, it keeps, you know, leading you into your life purpose.
Yeah, I can see that in my own journey of, like, when I was first diagnosed with ulcerative colitis back in 2019, I had no self-love. Like, I was shaming myself for being diagnosed. I was shaming myself in all directions. And then the flare that I had last year, I just remember feeling that sense of, like, we're going to get through this. Like, I love you. Yeah. I'm so sorry that you're that, like, I was talking to my colon and I was like, I'm so sorry that, like, this is happening. I love you. And, like, we're going to get through this.
Beautiful.
And it's just that shift. That's the work that I've done on myself over the last few years. And it's just seeing that shift happen. And self-love really, like, carries you through everything in life. Yeah. So
it really does. And one big thing I do for myself now, I used to never do, it's kind of weird, but I give myself hugs and I'm like, I love you. You're so amazing.
I do that too. And it's,
oh, I love that. Okay, cool. Yeah. I feel like a lot of us don't, but it's such a great practice, right? Don't you feel good?
Oh, yeah. I gave myself a hug recently when I was going through a difficult thing and I was like, it's okay. Like, you got this.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. So, you know, doing that self-love practice, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah. So do you have a song or an affirmation that you go to when you need the reminder that you are limitless?
Yes, of course. I have an affirmation that I love using. I just say, I am powerful and I'm this amazing infinite being and I will get through this.
Yeah. I just think, having these powerful, I can't tell if I'm cutting you off or not.
No,
okay. I thought maybe I heard you talking. It's kind of glitching a little bit. But I just think always having an affirmation in your back pocket that you can go to when maybe some things are hitting the fan. Instead of going down that spiral of victim mentality or fear, right? Turning back to love of, like, I am powerful. I can get through this. Like, this is challenging, but I have this one I say, like, I got my back. I have my back. Like, I will be okay.
I love that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So this was a really amazing conversation, Kathy. Thank you so much for your insight and your wisdom today. But before we hop off, can you just share what you're excited about and then where the listeners can find you to connect with you?
Yes. So I'm excited about actually writing my book about the bliss of life. Yes. So I'm in the process of writing it and then trying to get it published. So I'm excited. So I'll keep you guys posted about that in the future. But you guys can find me more at my website at kathymau.com or on Instagram at my handle is kathy.mau. And you could just reach out to me in both places. And I'll just be so happy to connect. If you even have any questions, like, I'm always down to answer them. Or help in any way.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, Kathy. And I look forward for the listeners to hear this. And we'll chat soon.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in. It means so much to me that you're here and that you're taking the time to listen to the podcast. If you found this episode to be valuable to you, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with your friends who you think could also really benefit from this message. You can take a screenshot of you listening and tag me in your Instagram stories. I am at journeytolimitless_. That also gives me the chance to connect with you and say thank you. So until next week, I hope that you have an amazing week ahead of you, and I'll talk to you then.